Hi guys, thanks for tuning in to episode 41 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. My name is Summer, and you can find me on Ravelry and on Instagram as Summer Yarns, and that is S-O-M-E-R-Y-A-R-N-S. And you can also join our Ravelry group, which is the Kitchen Stitches group on Ravelry. Trying to pull up my show notes because I was poorly prepared. Sorry about that. So, what have I been up to this week? Not a whole lot, really. I did go to Austin on Saturday with my husband. He has been doing an astronomy workshop with other astronomy teachers there for the past few years. Usually goes up about 3 times every semester. And sometimes I get to go with him and sometimes I don't. This year, I haven't gotten to go as much as I have in the past. So I decided to go kind of last minute. I had planned to go, then changed my mind, and then decided that I really kind of needed a change of scenery. So I drove up with him on Saturday morning and hung out with my friends Mike and Denise during the morning and early afternoon. We had croissants for breakfast that Mike picked up at a place called Elizabeth Street Cafe in Austin that were just delicious. We had chocolate and ham and Gruyere, not at the same time. Chocolate croissants and ham and Gruyere croissants. They were absolutely delicious. If you are in Austin and you know of this place or know where it is, I highly recommend it, at least for the croissants. That's all I've ever had there. And then for lunch, when we were finally hungry after the delicious croissants, we went to a place in East Austin called Salt and Thyme, which is a butcher shop, whatever they call that. And, I guess they just do sandwiches. I don't know if they do other things, but we had sandwiches. And I had a delicious Cubano sandwich, which was pork and ham and cheese and pickles on delicious bread. And can I say delicious more often? I highly recommend this place. Also, it's on 7th Street in Austin, on East 7th. And it was a special treat because it wasn't busy. And in Austin, restaurants are always busy, it seems like. So this was a nice quiet place. We really, really liked that a lot. Then after that, we drove back to Houston. So it was a short visit that made for a long day. I am glad I got to go, though. It was really nice to hang out with friends for a little while. And then on Sunday, Laura is my daughter, went to a baby shower for a woman who was Laura's babysitter when she was a newborn. She was one of Jimmy's first students when he started teaching. And Laura was born 3 weeks after he started teaching. And Kelly is now very much a grown woman. She's a surgeon. And this is her second baby. And we went to the baby shower. Found out that the sister, who was also one of our babysitters, she's a couple of years younger, who got married this spring, is also pregnant, and she is due in July, so that was really exciting. And so that was fun, got to hang out. I finally had an occasion to gift the barley hat that I made back in the spring. I don't know if I ever even talked about it on the podcast, but I made a barley hat using Unwind Yarn Company Touring DK in the Bonnie Wee theme colorway. And when I made it, I had a specific baby in mind, but it came out small enough that I wasn't sure that the baby would actually get to wear it because this was in the spring and it was starting to get warm. And I am almost certain that that hat would not fit him now. But it was really nice to finally have an occasion to gift that. And one of the other guests brought crocheted bears for the two mommies. It was a joint shower for our former babysitter and a friend of hers who was also pregnant. So those were really cute also. Didn't recognize the pattern. That would have been fun. Finished object. I do have one finished object. I finished my Measure and Love hat last night. I made this using Unwind Yarn Company Touring DK in the First Frost Dark colorway. I bought this specifically to make a Measure and Love hat because I actually had originally planned to make it using the Bonnie Wee theme that was left over from the Bonnie Wee mouse that I made, and there wasn't enough for that. So I really liked the way the yarn was working up, so I bought it especially to make one of these. I am not 100% thrilled with the hat. It is way slouchier than I would prefer. I had intended it to be a gift for Laura, but Laura has short hair, and I think that this is too slouchy. I don't think it would look great. So I think it will be a gift for a friend instead. It is a great hat, but it wasn't quite what I was hoping for. Works in progress. I have been working on the sock yarn blanket. I've gotten a little behind. I just didn't have a lot of knitting mojo this week. Actually, it was just more like I wanted to be monogamous. I knit a lot on the Measure and Love hat, and nothing else was really that interesting to me. So I got that finished, obviously. Everything else kind of was pushed aside for the week, but I seem to be getting a little bit of that back now. And I've picked the sock yarn blanket back up. I counted the squares today. I've done 153 squares, and it is almost halfway done. I laid it out, and I'll post a picture in the group if I remember. I laid it out and measured it just to see, and at the end of the row I'm on, if I stretch it, it is halfway. But considering that it's a lot of sock yarn with a lot of nylon, it kind of bounces back. So I may end up having to do a couple more rows. Relaxed, it would probably need two more rows. Either way, I did the math, and I figure if I just keep doing what I'm doing, that I may not be able to get it done by graduation, but I will definitely be able to get it done by the end of the summer when Laura leaves for college. So that is very good news for me. I got a good chance to work on my worsted boxy. I've worked on that all the way up to Austin, which is about a 2.5-hour drive. And I forgot to measure exactly where I was, but I probably got close to an inch done, which is great. I'm still enjoying working on that. It's still stocking out in the round, so not very exciting, but it is, at least the yarn is nice and it feels good to work with. So, still working on that. I forgot to mention that is a paid pattern by Hohi Locatelli, and I am using Malabrigo Rios in what the ball band says is Bobby Blue. I don't think that's right. I think the yarn was mislabeled because the color is nothing like the Bobby Blue that I see in other projects. I am also working on the Shirtigal socks. That is by Alice Yu from the Socktopus book. And I started the second sock, and I am finished with the ribbing and am about just over one repeat through with the on the leg. I had a little bit of trouble with this last week. There's just a couple of mistakes that I had to rip back on, and that was a little frustrating when I was working on it at work, and I don't have a whole lot of time to work on it. Just a couple of breaks and lunch if I haven't gone out with friends for lunch. So that was frustrating. And like I said, I just didn't have a lot of mojo. I worked on it, but I didn't always really, I wasn't really feeling it. I have to say, if I weren't sort of a captive audience with this, as in I'm leaving it at work and it's the only thing I have to work on at work, I would be having second sock syndrome big time. It's a great pattern, but I'm over it. I'm really ready to be done with these socks. I cast on today. Oh, again, forgot. I mentioned that is a pattern by Alice Yu from Socktopus, and I am doing that out of Wandering Wool in the Helvellyn sock base, which is BFL nylon, I believe, in the royalty colorway. Like I was saying, I cast on a Barley today, and I am doing that out of Lone Star Arts Big Bend DK in the Lump of Coal colorway, which is a tonal gray. It goes from a light gray to a very dark, almost black. And so far, I am really liking it. It is... I like the DK base for Unwind Yarn Company. I like her Touring DK better. I just, it's a rounder yarn. I really like that base. But this is also very nice. I would definitely buy it again. At least so far. The color is really good too. Barley is a free pattern by Tin Can Knits. It's part of the Simple Collection, I think is what it's called, which are very, very simple projects, very good first projects. And I'm still on the ball band. I mean, not the ball band. I'm still on the ribbing on this. Like I said, I just cast that on today. Spinning. I have done a little bit of spinning on the Christmas Magic Bat from Knitting Lanyap that I got at the Kid and You Fiber Festival. This is wool, Angelina, and silk. It doesn't specify exactly what kind of wool it is. This is going okay. This is the one I called Elf Barf last week. I'm doing a pretty good job spinning it. I don't think the prep is the best. I think that the parts that are giving me trouble, there's some parts that are it just doesn't want to draft very easily in a couple of places. But other than that, it's spinning pretty nicely. And I am almost done with one turtle. I'm doing this on my Turkish spindle. So I've just got a little bit more and then I will, take that off and start another one. Cross stitch. I'm still working on the 12 Days of Christmas sampler. I am on day 11, probably about halfway done with that. And I, have two more blocks after that. I've got 12 and 8. And then some words across the bottom and border. If I keep plugging along, I might finish it by Christmas. Probably not, but it'll be really close. Close enough for me, I think I said this last week, close enough for me to go ahead and finish it before picking Once Upon a Time back up. Enabling and acquisitions. I did get the Marigold Gen that I talked about last week. It's the BFL nylon sock weight yarn, and You'll Sheet Your Eye Out, which is greens and reds and grays. It is not self-striping, at least it doesn't say it is. And I don't know what this will be. I'm sure it'll be socks, but probably not until next year. I'll make them next year. I also bought a copy of Hunter Hammerson's new ebook, Curls, and I bought this in ebook format. I don't think it's out in print yet. But I looked through it over the weekend, and literally every single thing in it I think I would make. So I went ahead and bought that in the ebook format. I prefer ebook anyway. I don't ever look at the print books if I have them, so I didn't see the point in waiting for that. I really, really like this book. I haven't given it enough attention to be able to do a review on it, but I feel like I'll probably cast something on from that probably pretty quickly. I actually organized my stash a little bit today. Well, my stash is actually fairly well organized, but I had quite a bit just piled up on top of my yarn, my cubbies that I have an Expedit from IKEA, and it was the top of it had gotten a lot of stuff just thrown on top. So I made sure that anything that I hadn't put in Ravelry, I put in there. And honestly, there really wasn't that much, which was good. But now I think I have everything in Ravelry, so I can look and see what yarn I have and all of that good stuff. I also unfortunately noticed just how many things I have on the needles. So maybe I need to clear some of that off before I cast anything else on. I did find a couple of projects that I am going to frog, just because they aren't making me happy. One is the Thin Ice by Laura Linneman that I started when Knittables did a knit-along a couple of years ago. I started it, got pretty far, and then put it aside, and I'm not going to ever wear that. It's just not my style. It's a really pretty shawl, but I don't do half-circle shawls. I'm not going to wear that, so I'm going to frog that. And the other thing was my Tan House Brook shawl that I started last spring. I just was not loving that either. I love the pattern. I think the pattern is great, but I kept making mistakes, and so it became a frustrating knit. And it's special yarn. It's the colorway from Into the Wool in the, Fiber of Fibers Nightfall. And I really want to make something that is going to make me happy with that. So I'm going to frog that one also. And then the other was something, Fern Leaf Snood or something like that. Cowl. I think it was a cowl. Fern Leaf Cowl. I don't remember what it was called. I started it last year, and again, just not thrilling me, and I seem to remember that I had made a mistake on that one too, and I'm going to frog that too. Fortunately, this yarn, it's JoJo Melody, and I frogged it a few times now. I'm not sure it's going to have held up for this last frogging. We'll just have to see. So that was a little tangent that I had not meant to go into, but it does feel good to have that area organized a little bit now. Christmas All Year Long Knit Along. This is still going on. This is the last month and time is running out. We have gotten several entries this month. I'm not surprised to say, since people are doing last minute Christmas knitting. The point of the cowl is to do anything winter holiday related. It can be crocheted, knitting, any kind of crafting you want. Any winter holiday you want. It can be a decoration, a gift, an ornament, anything that fits the theme. And I am not picky about that. The prize will be winner's choice. It will be either a $10 or less pattern of your choice from Ravelry, a $10 gift certificate to an online shop of your choice, or if you are in the U.S. and there is a store that you want something from that does not offer a gift certificate option, I will purchase something $10 or less and have it shipped to you. The grand prize, which is anybody who has entered all year long, is a Absolute Wonder bag and Notions pouch. And as soon as I have a picture of that, I will post it in the group so you can see what that looks like. It will be fabulous, I'm sure. In the kitchen, I made a fudge pie this week. That was a recipe sent to me by Affinity on Ravelry and on Instagram. After there was an Instagram conversation involving me and her and the fat squirrel about chocolate chess pie, after Amy Beth posted a picture of a recipe book that had chocolate chess pie. And I mentioned that I was on a never-ending quest for the perfect chocolate chess pie. So Laura, who is Affinity, sent me this recipe, and I made it this week using the leftover, or the second dough I had from the quiche I made last week. I made it one night this week, or maybe over the weekend. I don't remember when I made it. And it was a really good pie. It was not like the chocolate chess pie I remember. It was a very good pie. The texture was fudgy, but it didn't have... There's a certain texture that a chess pie has that this didn't have, but it was a very good pie, and I will never complain about a chocolate pie. So I made that, and the most exciting thing about that was I thought it was all gone, and this morning I was cleaning the kitchen, and I found one last piece. I was so excited. I ate it. It was supposed to be Eli's, but if he hasn't eaten it in this long, He lost the chance. So I ate it, and I don't regret it at all. I also made the Lady and Sons pot roast that I mentioned way back in episode 16. So if you want to hear more about that, you can go listen to that episode. It is the recipe I use is from the Southern Cooking Bible, Paula Deen's Southern Cooking Bible, and it is a crock pot recipe. But if you Google it, there is an in-the-oven version. And the only difference that I can tell between these two is that the crockpot one uses white wine and the oven version uses red wine. So this time I did it in the crockpot, but I decided to try it with red wine just to see if there was a difference. And honestly, I couldn't tell a difference. So if you ever make this and you are wondering, if it matters what type of wine you use. As far as I can tell, no, it really doesn't. It's a great crock pot recipe. And this time I actually added potatoes in the crock pot to cook along with it, just because I didn't want to have to cook anything when I got home. And that turned out really great too. The last thing I want to talk about in terms of in the kitchen is the, I think I mentioned it last week, the brown sugar glazed apple bread and from the Sally's Baking Addiction cookbook that I mentioned having bought. I think I mentioned that in the last episode. I know I mentioned having bought it. I don't know if I had gotten it yet when I recorded. I think so. But the first recipe I wanted to try was the brown sugar glazed apple bread, which is the first recipe in the book. And I actually made that today. And I can't tell you how good it is because it is still cooling and I haven't made the glaze for it yet. But the house smells wonderful. It was a really easy recipe. And the bread itself, before being glazed, looks exactly like what I would expect from the pictures in the book. So far so good. And I will certainly report back next week on how it actually turned out. So this is a really short episode. I am 21 minutes in and I'm done. There's really nothing else for me to talk about. I do plan to record next Wednesday. I will not record the week of Christmas because we will be traveling. And the next week is New Year's Eve. And I do have to work that day. And since it is the right before the first of the year and the Cal is closing, on that day I will probably wait and record either on New Year's Day or that weekend so that we can go ahead and do the drawing. All right? So that's all I have for you today. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.